Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have a very creative hour for you today. If you have had trouble in any way being creative or certainly finding your creative spark, I hope you're with us today. As always, we are going to explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. Again, it is so wonderful to be here with you all today, and thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone is tending to their mind, body, spirits equally well this week. And as you can probably tell, I'm very excited today. We're going to have a wonderful show to focus our valuable attention on what can be considered certainly a fun topic, but is also one of the most important abilities you can master, which is how to get your creative juices flowing. And one thing I do want to mention is, of course, a couple of things coming up this weekend. Saturday is for everyone to just have that in your consciousness, which is International Day of Peace. Yes, Saturday is the world's International Day of Peace. So in your mind, heart, body, celebrate for yourself. And there are going to be incredible celebrations, in fact, all over the world. And, of course, as we all know, Sunday here is the day of fall. Fall begins. And I know it's hard to let summer go for some of us, but fall is coming and the sun is still going to shine. So, and now I want to talk about creative juices because I know that you've all been there, feeling frustrated, disappointed, or even angry because you can't seem to solve a problem the way you want to, or maybe the way that it makes you feel satisfied, or you're just not seeming to move forward in your life in a way that makes you feel excited or interested and passionate. Well, these issues certainly most often can be shifted and turned completely around when you find that creative spark inside of you, that place that we all have inside of us that turns what often feels unsolvable into what can be your life's greatest answers, greatest possibilities, and in fact, sometimes your life's most exciting adventures. This is what happens when you start being creative, when you seek and find your unique creative balance. Again, this area, this absolute human right we all have to be creative. It's so exciting to even talk about because that's one of the key ingredients to magically getting mine, yours, all of our creative juices flowing again. And we're going to talk about this, but first I want to bring my wonderful partner in dialogue, Michael Becker, out here to join us in our creative journey today. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, Jennifer. Glad to be on the show with you again today. Once again, a very, very interesting topic, and I think as we get into it, it will spark things and feelings and thoughts in people as they start to, reconnect with this idea of they're in charge of their creativity.
Right. And it is funny. People don't really look at it that way sometimes. And it is quite interesting what gets in the way of that. And we're going to talk about that today. But first, you know me. I always want to make sure we're all on the same wavelength, especially when we're spending our valuable time together. So what are creative juices anyway? Where does it come from, and why do some people feel like they're simply not creative? Well, what's interesting is how our brain works. First, how our brain works around being creative. The first roadblock we all have to contend with is how we were taught to think in the first place. And I know many of you out there who may not feel like you're a creative person, make sure you're listening, because, again, how we were taught to think is a very big part of this. We've been educated to process information based upon what's happened in the past, what past thinkers thought, and certainly what exists now. Once we think we know how to get the answer based on what we've been taught, we stop thinking. And this is something, again, that this is how we were taught to think. We've all come out of the educational system that we have. And this system, unfortunately, I'm going to say it out loud, has some flaws. And one of those flaws is, again, curtailing and in fact, in some ways, killing our creativity. If we understand this, however, we can turn this all around. We're conditioned, essentially, we were, to avoid deliberate and creative thinking wherever possible through essentially repetition rote memorization, robotic learning of formulas and principles and so forth. We have not been taught to think for ourselves. We've been taught what to think based on what past thinkers thought. That's a little bit of a brain teaser, but it's so very true. And we are taught actually to think reproductively, not productively, which is so very interesting. And or to say we've been trained to seek out essentially, as far as our brains are concerned, the neural pathway of least resistance. And this is very important, and I know everybody's saying, what does this have to do with creativity? Well, we're going to definitely get into that because it's so important and it really matters, because instead of being taught to look for alternatives or other possibilities, we're taught to look for ways to exclude them. This is because our teachers essentially discouraged us from looking for alternatives to prevailing wisdom, essentially. And when confronted with a problem, we're taught to, again, rationally, analytically, select the most promising approach based on past history, excluding essentially all other approaches, and then just sort of work logically within a very defined direction, essentially, towards a solution. Instead of being taught to look for possibilities, we were taught to look for ways to exclude them. That's what's so interesting here. And this kind of thinking, honestly, is dehumanizing and establishes, intellectual laziness, which promotes an impulse essentially toward doing whatever is easiest or, doing nothing at all. And it's where, in a sense, independent thought became frowned upon. And honestly, the unfortunate reality is that our society doesn't walk its talk. That's another aspect of this, meaning that it says one thing, but then does, and in fact, at times contradicts itself by saying another. It says it wants you to think for yourself, but please don't be an independent thinker. If you look under the surface of all of this, most of your beliefs and or ideas are pre-worn, pre-digested beliefs you took on from other people. This is the first thing to really recognize and consciously do an inventory of your own thoughts and beliefs. If you can know intuitively, or you can express to yourself intellectually why you believe something, when you do this inventory, when you understand that you are doing certain things because you believe certain things, when you have certain thoughts, look at that. Take a look at those beliefs. Take a look at those thoughts. And if you can intellectually say out loud express why it is that you hold those. Or if you just intuitively know, you deep down know that this is right, that that thought or that belief you hold is right, then by all means, hold it as your own. Own it. But if not, this is what I'm talking about. Think about where you got that. Think about why that is. Those types of, evaluation, sort of audits on ourselves have tremendous value and tremendous benefit. And it also does another thing. It sparks your creativity. And we're going to talk about that as to why. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And when we come back, we're going to explore how to get those creative juices flowing again inside of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I've got Michael Becker here with me today. And we are exploring our creative side and essentially what we can do to ignite the spark we need to start acting like the creative master we actually are inside. So, Michael, we were just talking about this, and this is so interesting, which is the independent thinking that we think we're doing, but mostly with our thoughts and beliefs so often in society is kind of the culture, all of the media, everything has kind of pushed us into not really being independent thinkers. I know you had a few comments about that.
Yeah, I want to go back just a little bit. You made a wonderful comment earlier about the difference between the fact that we've been taught to think reproductively and not productively. And I wanted to kind of flesh that out just a little bit, because reproductive thinking is what is the way we've been taught, and it's to reproduce what you've learned. In other words, if you learn this today, tomorrow you'll be able to reproduce it. And that is, that's the way education has been pretty much forever. And that's the way, that's the issue that we have to deal with, because when you're taught that way to think, you tend to carry that way of thinking throughout your entire life, rather than, you know, creating something new. We keep going back to the old. We keep pulling back from the old. And I'll make a social political comment here, my own opinion, but I look around the world at all the dramas and the tragedies and all the difficulties, even here in our own country, and I would say a lot of it has to do with our inability to think creatively. We keep going back, particularly the political leaders, going back to the way it's always been. And, you know, when times were slow and change was very slow, things weren't moving along very quickly, maybe that worked, but the world has changed so dramatically that that old reproductive way of thinking really doesn't work anymore. And that's why this subject today is so important. We have got to start opening up our creativity, thinking creatively, and then, you know, changing things by the through the creative process, and not the process of repeating things that were, you know, there 1,000 years ago. So that's just my two cents on that. But I think it's an important thing to look at.
Absolutely is. And I like what you say there, because it really, as we all know, when we look at things that have been occurring a certain way for a period of time and we wonder, well, it hasn't changed in so long, how is it going to change now? Well, how that always can change is by us putting our attention on the solutions, and of course, creative solutions, but putting our attention on those types of solutions and putting our attention on the creativity and bringing that back is what makes things change. And that's why we're talking about this today. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it is indeed as simple as the act of putting our attention on these areas and coming up with new ways to tackle them. And so one thing I really want to put out there is that, first off, especially those individuals out there who may not maybe feel they're creative or have much creativity inside of you, if the thing is that you need to know that you have something unique to say. You were actually born a creative and spontaneous thinker. You were, no matter what anyone's told you in your life, no matter what you've experienced in your life in the past, you actually are that person. And the person of creativity and spontaneity. The only difference between people who are creative and people who think they're not is that simple belief. The reality is that believing that you're not creative, it kind of excuses you from trying or attempting things that are new. And that's what we're talking about, is that really the only difference between a person who creates and a person who does not is that belief that I am creative. And that's simply what you need to change. And in fact, you can change that, because you're in charge of your beliefs. So the next big absolute key is give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to say it, to do it, to think it, to create it. I know that this has been said before in different ways, and especially in many personal growth environments, but it's important enough to say again. And the act of giving ourselves permission, in fact, does increase that brain activity. That's what's so interesting about that. And the reason that is because we've been put in instruction mode for so long. Our brains are used to that instruction. And we give that instruction to ourselves of giving ourselves permission is incredibly helpful. And creative thinking, you're not going to get away from this. Creative thinking is work. You must have passion and the determination to essentially immerse yourself in the process of creating new and different ideas. Then you must have patience, as we all know, and certainly perseverance to against the adversity that comes. And all creative geniuses work passionately hard and essentially produce an incredible number of ideas, most of which are bad. Isn't that true, Michael?
That is so true. I think when we look at things historically and we look at, you know, the figures in history that we think were creative geniuses, many of these people, not many, all of them had incredible series of failures in their lives. But the difference was that didn't stop them. That didn't stop them. I mean, we look at Einstein, we hold him up to be, you know, wow, what a mind, what creativity. The guy had unbelievable obstacles and failures in his life. I mean, he couldn't even get into college for a year. They made him go to trade school because they didn't think he was capable. You know, mm-hmm. things like that. So it's not like we can look at these people and say, hey, they just sat there one day and instantly came up with something successful, a great new creative idea. Truth is, they didn't. It took a long time, trial and error and perseverance to come up with those ideas.
Right, right. And certainly, it's so very important to also, you have to go actually through the motions of being creative. Because when you're producing ideas, you're actually replenishing the neurotransmitters linked to the genes that are being turned on and off in response to what your brain is doing. I know sometimes that's a little bit of a mouthful, but that's how your brain is working. And the area, I mean, it which in turn is essentially, it responds to the challenges. When your brain is working this way, we need to trust how our brain actually works. When you go through the motions of trying to come up with new ideas, you're energizing your brain by increasing the number of contacts between the neurons. The more times you try to get ideas, the more active your brain becomes and the more creative you become. And it's so very important to essentially understand your brain is not a computer. I know that the brain has been equated to a computer in so many different ways in the past. Your brain actually is so much more than that. It's a dynamic system that evolves into patterns of activity rather than computes them like a computer. It thrives on creative energy of feedback from experiences, certainly real and fictional. You can essentially, you can essentially synthesize experience, literally create it in your imagination. The human brain cannot tell the difference between an actual experience and an experience imagined vividly and in detail. This discovery is what essentially, like you say, I mean, enabled Albert Einstein to create his thought experiments with imaginary scenarios that led to, of course, his ideas about space and time. And it's also the same process that led to the fictional experiences what led to Walt Disney to bring his imagination to life. And that's what I'm trying to essentially bring out there is that our brains work a certain way when we try to come up with new ideas. The act of coming up with new ideas is where the creativity ignites inside of you. And we tend to, the next one. I mean, this, what we can call self-censorship. Oh my gosh. There's no one right answer, first off. Right, Michael?
There never is. You think there is, and we've been trained to think there is, but in truth, there are many different answers that could be utilized in any situation.
Yes, yes. And reality is ambiguous, essentially. The only certainty in life is uncertainty. When trying to get ideas, you don't want to censor or evaluate them as they occur. That's essentially nothing kills creativity faster than our self-censorship of our ideas while we're coming up with those ideas. Think of all your ideas as possibilities and generate as many as you can before you decide which ones to essentially select or which one's best. It's essentially not black and white. It's very, very gray when you're trying to come up with ideas. And I know that I'm saying a lot here, but it's very important to really, again, back to giving yourself permission. Give yourself permission to come up with all kinds of what you might call, and many do call, crazy ideas. And you can even do it as a game, which is coming up with things that absolutely sound absurd, silly, just completely, ridiculous. That act alone is what's sparking the neurons in your mind to come up with more creativity. It actually starts linking all kinds of different types, and we're going to get into that, the interesting aspect of how coming up with unrelated objects really, really make that happen. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to answer some questions about creativity, and certainly it's about your unique brand of creativity, what that is. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about how to get your creative juices flowing. flowing again and what gets in the way. But before we continue, I want to make sure you all have our contact information out there. You can reach us at our website at inspiredactionradio.com as well as inspiredactionliving.com. And our email is CARE, that's care@inspiredactionliving.com. And so we were just talking about this, Michael, which is the whole idea of self-censorship, which just kills creativity. And I just want to touch on that again, because I think that's so very important, because it's that critic inside of us, that person inside of us, that perfectionist inside of us. And line forms here, I have to say, it's one of those, I'm a recovering perfectionist. Because it is something that we try too hard, we overanalyze, we look at things too closely, and we're so worried about creating something and putting it out there and having it be so good, when in fact, in reality, the way our viewpoint is versus everyone else's viewpoint is different. And the best thing that you can ever do for yourself is to create something, look at it maybe once, maybe twice, but never that third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time, because you need to put it out there, and everything's a work in progress. That's what you have to essentially stamp on your forehead, that it's okay to put something out there. I am, in fact, a work in progress, wouldn't you say, Michael?
That is so true, but we, as you say, you know, that self-censorship, that self-limiting behavior that we all have, and we've learned it. You don't have it inherently, but we do learn it. You know, that there's all these incredible possibilities out there. There's all these wonderful solutions. There's all these amazing ways of looking at things, and yet very, very quickly we bring ourselves, we hold ourselves back, we censor ourselves, and pretty soon we're looking at just one thing. And then we wonder why that doesn't work out maybe over time. It's because there were other things that could have probably been better, that were, you know, better for you, but you were so limited. And again, it's just like you said, the line forms here, it's certainly been a part of my life also that I've had to overcome. But that is so true, though. You can't just limit yourself in every possible way. The way you're going to create the richness and the excitement in your life is by opening yourself up, being creative, looking at all the possibilities.
Exactly. And never stop with your first good idea. It's be careful about letting people talk you out of good ideas or naysayers. This is very important, because naysayers, or sometimes they call themselves devil's advocates, this is another killer of creativity. And I'm not saying that at times it's not good to take a look at the other side of something so you can get a feel for maybe improvements. But there are a number of people out there who call themselves, you know, I'm going to give you another idea here, another side to this and why this might be a problem, devil's advocates. There's people who really pride themselves on finding the problems and the cracks in an idea. If one of these individuals shows up for you, be sure to kindly tell them that you'll listen to what they have to say. If they also share something good about your idea or a solution of some kind, that's another killer of creativity, folks, is when you've got people who are constantly giving you the problems, but they're not talking about solutions. And that's what you have to really look out for, the naysayers, the devil's advocates, who don't offer a balance. Because I know I've been around a number of people who do that, and it really does suck the life right out of you. You have to really be careful about that. And you also really need to trust your instincts. Don't allow yourself to get discouraged. Because again, that's how the brain, if anybody says, where did you come up with that crazy idea or that silly idea? You say, you know what, my neurons are firing big time right now, because I'm doing what it takes, and I know how my brain works. I'm doing what it takes to come up with new juicy ideas. And that's what you need to tell them if they're wondering, what are you talking about? You know, what's so interesting is you mentioned earlier, Michael, about Einstein. not, you know, being expelled from school, essentially, or not getting into. And what was it? Beethoven's parents were told he was too stupid to be a music composer. And what was it? Walt Disney was fired from his first job on a newspaper because he lacked imagination. So there's, it's so fascinating to me where, and we all know this, but I think it's important to really put out there these pieces that it takes to bring the creativity together. Here's a very big piece, though. When you're being creative and you know it, you're in the motion of, and you say to yourself, I'm going to get creative here. There is no such thing as failure. Failure is only a word that means you have produced something, some other result instead of your original goal. Whenever you try to do something and do not succeed, maybe you did not fail. You've learned something that does not work. Always ask yourself, what have I learned about about what doesn't work? Can this explain something that I did that I didn't set out to explain? What I have discovered what have I discovered that I didn't set out to discover? That's what you really have to change, that relationship with failure. Because in reality, like we say, so many of the greatest minds, the greatest ideas in the world came after thousands and thousands of other outcomes that they've tried. You know, isn't that true, Michael?
It's so true. Again, you know, my first world of education that I was involved in was architecture. I went to architectural school. And one of the things you learn there very, very quickly is you work with blank sheets of paper. There's nothing on the sheets of paper. They're just blank. And so you start coming up with ideas, and then you start, you know, rejecting them as you go along. Oh, no, this one's not quite right. But you know what? Each time you come up with something, and later on, you pass it by, it's an evolutionary step that gets you toward the better solution. So
right.
It's never a failure. Coming up with things that you don't follow through on necessarily isn't bad. It's the thing that takes you to the next step and gets you closer to the better or the best solution to whatever it is you're working on.
Yes, yes. And I love that, too, because that's part of the creativity that we all need to learn, which is to think unconventionally. Essentially, creativity, creative geniuses don't think analytically and logically. Conventional, logical, analytical thinkers are exclusive thinkers, which means they exclude all information that's not related to the problem. They look for ways to eliminate possibilities. Creative geniuses are inclusive thinkers, which means that they look for ways to include everything, including things that are dissimilar and totally unrelated, which is a really big key that we're talking about here today, which is that generating associations and connections between unrelated or dissimilar subjects is how they provoke different thinking patterns in your brain. Geniuses, creative geniuses, that's how they provoke those different thinking patterns. These new patterns essentially lead to new connections, which give them a different way to focus on the information and different ways to interpret what they're focusing on. This is how original and truly, how do I want to say, novel ideas are created. And I love this quote by Albert Einstein, which is, he famously remarked this, imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we know now and understand. While imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand. And so that's what's so incredibly important is keep your mind jumping around in crazy ways. Essentially, if you're looking to be creative and come up with a creative solution for something. I love this also. I mean, there is several examples of interesting creative thinking. For example, what happens when you think about a shower head and a telescope orbiting the Earth simultaneously in the same mental space? This is interesting because the Hubble telescope was first launched into space, the scientists was unable to focus it. It could only be salvaged by refocusing it using these small coin-shaped mirrors and such. And they had a particular problem in getting it fixed, and no one could come up with a problem to the solution to the problem. There was an electrical engineer that was in a seminar and heard about NASA's issue. And all day long, he started running this problem through his mind, trying to figure out a solution, and he couldn't. Then finally, he was so tired at the end of the day, he stepped into the shower in his hotel room and started looking at this, what do you call a European-style shower head on an arrangement of adjustable rods. And while manipulating the shower head, this gentleman, he essentially started suddenly realizing the similar arms that and the type of mirrors and the type of little units that this particular problem needed, and they actually solved the Hubble Space Telescope with this problem, because this guy looked at a shower head and somehow combined the two in his mind and came up with an incredible solution. So it's so fascinating where these things come from. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some tips about what you can do right now to recognize and ignite your own creativity to change your life. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are tapping into our own creative nature and discovering why we should never stop being creative. Actually, you know, our goals and dreams need us to master our creativity, and that is so incredibly important. And I know we were just talking about this, the idea of bringing unrelated ideas together that actually can spark new pathways in our minds to come up with amazing answers to puzzles that if we were to look at them from a more rigid standpoint, more logical, analytical side of the equation, and the more exclusive side of the equation versus inclusive, that we've all been taught to do things in that way. But we're now saying to you all, if you really want to tap into your creative nature, you need to be inclusive. In other words, think outside the box. Look at all the different possibilities, the different ideas. Think about if you're trying to come up with something and you're stuck, think about going out and doing something different that and think about how something completely unrelated actually relates to what it is you're trying to solve. Not because suddenly you're going to come up with some dramatic, relating idea of those two objects. It's simply because it activates the neurons in your brain for the creativity process to come through, and then let your brain at it. Let it do what it does best. Your mind, your right and left brain will come together. And for example, I was just sharing the story of how two different things came together. The same kind of thing actually happened with this gentleman, Lewis Braille. I know that probably gives you a hint out there. Is what relationship does a pine cone have with processes of reading and writing? In France, 1818, a 9-year-old boy blinded himself accidentally with a hole puncher. While helping his father, he was making horse harnesses. A few years later, the boy was sitting in the yard thinking about his inability to read and write when a friend handed him a pine cone. He ran his fingers over the pine cone and noted the tiny differences between the scales. He conceptually blended the feel of a different pine cone scale with reading and writing and realized he could create an alphabet of raised dots on paper so the blind could feel and read what was written with it. That's how he opened up a whole new world for the blind. So that's what I'm talking about, is bringing in different types of ideas together. And so very important. And I know that what I'm trying to say is, again, go out and do something really odd if you're stuck, because that is going to spark your mind into a space. And that's all you have to know, is it's going to spark your mind. You don't have to think of why. You don't have to worry about the details. Right, Michael?
That's so true. And a quick example I can give is, when I was an architectural student, we had a project to come up with just an idea for a tall building in New York City, which is where I went to school. And I was totally frustrated. Surrounded by tall buildings, it seemed like all the good ideas had already been done. And I sat there on my desk, and I couldn't figure it out, and nothing was happening. And I started looking at my pen. I started looking at the pencils, and I started holding them up in front of me. And just by looking at those different shapes and the different pens, the different pencils, it sparked real creativity of thinking about different kinds of shapes. Long story short, that was how I got through that project, you know, coming up with ideas. And who would have thought sitting there staring at pens and pencils would be the impetus for creating something? But again, as you've been saying, it's looking at different things in different ways that will create or start the process in your mind to come up with anything you need to come up with.
Right. And that is so important. And again, just like you said, it just starts the process. All you have to do is trust it starts the process. So kind of to regroup here is, some of the keys that really are important to know is, first, know that you are creative. Again, doesn't matter what your history is, doesn't matter what's been said to you, and doesn't matter at this point what you say to yourself, because I'm asking you to at least change your dialogue to yourself to know that you are creative and give yourself permission to be creative. Give yourself however you need to do. I'm an advocate of saying it out loud. Give yourself permission out loud to be creative. And trust your mind and accept its abilities, how it works, because it does work. And when you, get stuck, you need to go out and do something completely unrelated or think about something completely unrelated, but ask, how does this relate to what I'm trying to solve? And that's how you spark your mind into gear, into getting into that creative field. And in ignite your mind and heart through the act or art, again, that's what I call it, of free association, unrelated items, unrelated thinking, unrelated events, unrelated people. And create in motion. Go somewhere you've never gone. I mean, even if it's a store you've never been in, go into that store. And you don't have anything you need in there. You're not going to, you know, a lot of people won't go into a store unless they kind of have an idea if it relates to something. Forget that. You've just never been in there. That's why you're going in there. Or see something. Go see something you've never seen. Walk in nature. I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite brands of sparking creativity is walking in nature. For me, that is amazing. Be careful also of the expert naysayers or devil's advocates out there. Be very careful. Listen to them only if they're balanced. That's what I'm asking you to do out there, folks, is listen to them only if they're balanced and offer solutions as well. Also, take failure out of your vocabulary. Take failure out of your vocabulary because failure doesn't exist. All you're doing is learning new ways something could be done or can't be done. That's it. And if you really do that and take failure out of your vocabulary and reframe it, it really does dramatic things for what is so important, which is your attitude. That's incredibly important. And here is one of my absolute ingredients for all time, every day. Add something you're passionate about in your day, every day. It doesn't matter to me if it's only 2 minutes out of your day. And it's you just simply thinking about some subject that you find passion in. That's what I'm asking, is passion in your day. Very, very incredibly important. I can't stress this enough, is that when you do that, it really sends a message to your mind, heart, and spirit and brings them back in sync. So I have loved being here with you all today. Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate all you do and say, of course.
Always so. You're so welcome.
Yes. And again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Dr. Bruce Lipton about his latest book, The Honeymoon Effect. Make sure you're here. It's going to be fantastic. And I hope everyone out there has a fantastic week. Really pay attention to being creative. You have it inside of you. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.